Cool.
So I am Franciele Kutkevich, and I am a PhD student. Actually, I'm about to defend my thesis in 2 months, less than 2 months. And I work with Patrice Toulet. But today, actually, I'm not going to present the main part of my research. I will talk about an outreach project that I've been involved with during my PhD. And the title is Water's Journey to Earth, Virtual Reality Outreach Project. Okay, so just to give you an idea of how I'm going to organize this presentation, first I will talk about why am I involved in a VR project during my PhD. Then I'll explain how VR tools can bridge a gap between astrochemistry and the public society. Why do we use virtual reality? I'll explain more about the game itself, giving an overview of the details of the project and the game, and the future plans of this kind of initiative. And in the end, for those that are here and interested, we can also do a test where you can actually try the game. So, as Mathilde said, my thesis is actually split between France and Germany. So half of my thesis was here at LUM and half in Garching. And the reason behind that is that my project is part of an innovative training network. So it's a bigger project in astrochemistry where we have 17 PhD students working with different approaches in astrochemistry. With the common goal of trying to use of using the chemical composition of the interstellar medium to reconstruct the early phases of low star forming regions. So in this innovative training networks, we are the goal is to do research, of course, but we also have like academic training. We had like 3 summer schools, one also related to virtual reality. We also are encouraged to do outreach and to have an experience in the non-academic sector. So yeah, as I mentioned, I do part of my research in France, at LUM and also in Germany. And this ITN is this innovative training networks. They are divided in work packages. So the main scientific work packages are four in our project. So there are PhD students working with receivers of telescopes, doing observations. My project is related to lab and theory of using chemistry and also modeling. And we also have another work package that is focusing communication and dissemination of the project where the virtual reality project is involved. So the goal of this work package was to do public key engagement using virtual reality. And when the project was conceived, the main idea was to use virtual reality to introduce astrochemistry and star formation. So astrochemistry uses molecules in space, in the interstellar medium, as a tool to better understand processes such as star formation and this deformation of stars and planets. And it also wants to understand how these molecules that are forming in space could have contributed to the emergence of life. But astrochemistry is not a field that the general public is aware. And explaining this concept it's not an easy task. So the use of virtual reality tools, as the one that I'm going to explain for you today, can help to bridge this gap of between this field and the society by explaining complex concepts that are not easy to understand for everyone. So how virtual reality can help in this sense? First is an immersive experience. So the players are really feel that they are surrounding by a different environment than the normal one that we are. And this can make the learning experience more normal. Using Using virtual reality can also increase the engagement of the public compared to traditional teaching method. And it's also an innovative experience. So we can use these tools to engage more the public and encourage their enthusiasm about science. So I don't know if you are familiar with the concept of virtual reality, but just to put everybody in the same page. So VR is a computer generated a simulated reality where you use a device, a headset like this one that you see here. And this headset simulates an environment with scenes and objects that appear to be real. After my presentation, we will work with this fancy headset, but actually a headset can also, for VR, can also be as simple as a pair of lenses and a cardboard, like I show here. And you can use a cell phone to generate the VR scenes. So there is an app that's called Sketchfab, this one that you can download in your cell phone. And you can also interact with VR scenes using Sketchfab. They have a really a good content of astrophysics things that you can experience. And I can pass through the audience my phone if you want to have a look. So in summer 2021, so where we were in the second year of our PhDs, we participated, the Aqua students, in a virtual reality school where the goal was to learn about these concepts of virtual reality, also the softwares to use to develop a game, the scenes, and also how to do outreach projects using storytelling. So during this, after the school, we had about 1 year to develop the game. And we divided the tasks such as the script writing, building the game, the promotional material of the game, and impact evaluation among the 17 PhD students. During the project, we developed skills such as the VR experience and the softwares, how to do science outreach, team working, and project management. And actually, after the first week of the school, we came up with the idea of the project. So we decided to build VR experience about the journey of water to Earth. So the goal was to introduce astrochemistry and concepts of star and planet formation to the general public. So the main specific goals of the project was to introduce the audience to the scientific field of astrochemistry, explain the cosmic history of water in a simple and effective way. So how is it forming molecular clouds until it reaches Earth? Explain the process of forming a solar system like our own solar system. Also spark the curiosity of the audience, provide an opportunity for the audience to experience the VR, and raise awareness about our project, the Aqua project. And the target audience was is young people between 15 and 35 years old, during science festivals and also school activities. For example, the researchers' European Night in September. I think we presented in Padova and in Perugia in Italy. And also targets scientists during science congress or in our institute. So you. So this was some occasions where we showed the project. The first main occasion that we showed the project was in a science festival in Genova, in Italy, last year. The official release of the game is going to be beginning June in a conference in Toulouse. And we also had the opportunity of to show for in our institutes for the general public. For example, we had this Turing Science Day in last May. And some challenges that we faced during this developing this project was to divide our PhD time for research and doing these tasks related to the VR. We also had guidance for developing the whole game, of course, also during the VR school. But actually, the people involved to this were more specialized on how to communicate the project and not how to develop it, the softwares. But we are lucky to have one PhD students that were more they knew more about the softwares, and he was in charge of coding the game. We helped it as we could, the other PhD students. For example, the second part of the game, we need to build planetesimals, so the shape of the grains that we use to collect and build the planetesimals. I developed it, I designed it, and despite this, the game does its job, so it works. It has a history, a storytelling, and is also entertaining, as I hope you're going to see. So I will explain a few steps of how the game works. So the first part of the game, we have the formation of the water, of water molecules. So the goal is to build the water molecules within a molecular cloud. So you have the feeling that you are inside a molecular cloud and you have two boxes. Well, I'll actually show a video and then you'll see. So the final version that is in the headset now is not like this one of the video, but so we have a box of hydrogen atoms and a box of oxygen atoms, and you need to combine them in a good order to form water molecules. So this is the first part of the game. The second part, so after this first part, we show a intermediate video to explain this concept and also how is evolution of a protostar. So the second part of the game, you need to build small rocky bodies where you have the planetesimals, the grains, and you need to collect them in order to form a like a planet. This one is my favorite. Hello, are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. So after the second game, we also have an intermediate video to explain these concepts. And the last part is to throw in comments to a dry Earth. So we are not sure how water came to Earth, but one of the theories is that it was delivered by comets. So with this game, we have a comet, so it's full of water, and we need to throw the comet to Earth so we can build the oceans by throwing comets in a dry Earth. You really need to know the timing of throwing, otherwise the comet just go far away to reach the sun instead of the earth. But it's fun.
I'm sorry. Is there some sound behind the, let's say, the movies or not? On Zoom, you
In
don't
the
hear any
final,
sound.
yeah, this is just the some videos, a capture of the videos, but it doesn't have a sound. But I think, as far as I remember, the final version of the game that I'm going to show here for the audience that is present has some sound. Yeah, so just put some useful links if you are interested to check more about this, the project and the and about VR. Also, for my future plans related to doing outreach with this, is that I'm going to start a postdoc after my PhD in the Netherlands, and part of my postdoc is also we're going to have an outreach related to VR. And so I'm still going to be involved with this kind of initiative for the future. And so thanks everybody for your attention and also for the people in the Zoom. And we can if you somebody has questions before we start with the demonstration, feel free to ask me.
That are here in Blender, as most type of software can do the VR.
Well, for the ParaView and Blender, we use it to shape the elements that we put inside the VR. The main software that we use to build the game is called Unity. I think it's specifically for the maybe also for this headset, but we do.
So you use it for the 3D shape and
Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? Maybe online. So it seems to be any questions online, so we can start with the demonstration. Okay.
I think that now you're going to go ahead with the playing the game in the library, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I'm going to play the game, but I'm also trying to share to
Okay,
cast
so
people are playing.
we can see on Zoom what you people is looking at
Yes, I will
or
try
not.
to cast so people are going to see. Let's see if it works.
Okay,
And if
sure.
it works, you can stay, otherwise
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Francel. It's fine. Thank you.
How long does this one take? Do you play the whole game?
5 minutes. There are three games, but I will recommend for people to try just one
Just for
at a
the
time.
chip.
Yeah. So who's going to be first?
We don't see anything on the screen. I will let you know. So I get stuff. Let's see. Wait, do you think it's focused? Yeah. So you have two controllers. And then you need to use. And you put this finger here. So you have like two lightsabers,
yeah,
and you go for just games. No, sorry.
Just games.
I was sure it would be that one.
Who is the player?
It's Mathilde. But so far I'm in the galaxy.
Yeah, I think you're going to.
Should I do something?
This is very often explained again.
Okay.
See the cloud?
Yeah.
Who's speaking? Is it the PhD student or?
Yeah,
the PhD student.
What is this? Actually, oh, okay. Okay. So I press here, then you can combine it. Okay. Oh, nice. And after you send it like this.
Yeah.
Hello, you have to launch it.
Where are you going?
Yes. I try the last one.
Oh, that's right. Okay, then the one, then you close.
No, it's
away.
Does someone want to try?
Maybe.
Who wants to go back?
I can. I will change to just games now. Then it's going to be fast.
Okay.
Can you turn the webcam in the library seeing the person who is playing?
See it now?
You're grabbing a pole, yeah. Grabbing a high, too high press and pull up to that. Then you grab, press the button and let go.
Yeah.
But not, but hold on to the control.
What's that?
I'll give it a try if no one else does.
Go for it.
So did I, sorry, take me off. Is that right? Sort of this. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, I guess. Yeah.
So I'll give you one controller.
Okay.
You need to put your finger in this button over here.
Okay.
Control the lightsabers.
Okay. And so what does the pressing the button do? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, you need to press the button up to catch the atoms.
Okay.
So, you have
so they're going to come out? Oh, I see.
Exactly.
All right, you hold it. Okay, I see. And then I have to throw it over there?
Oh, you need to farm water first.
Oh, okay. So you so you don't do it one, but you do it all. That's that. And then I can let go.
So there was just 1 minute, I think.
Okay.
But if you want to, you can go for the next game. And
well, I'm having to try, but I'm not sure I understand yet. So I grab 1 oxygen, 2 hydrogen. And how do I form the molecule? Sorry, with both hands?
But yeah, you will grab them together. 1 atom of oxygen and 1 hydrogen.
Okay. Okay, but look for the game shape.
Yeah. So now you have the grains.
Yeah.
And you keep collecting them in order to form a bigger.
So I have to use both hands, or?
You can use both.
Okay. And I, if I let go, this it floats off. I see. I like how they float off and let go.
This is my favorite.
They just sort of grab it, let go, grab it, go. Get the hang of it. So I can let go of this now. Let it wander off.
So you didn't want to here, developing with writing creeps. I don't probably like that you see here.
Someone else want to try? I can hand it over. People are bored of watching me do it or try it themselves. Yeah. Bye.
So you are in the last game. And then you need to press one green button that is for them.
Yeah.
Yes. So you press this button and it's going to generate a copy. There is a key to press one of them.
Ah, I see.
Oh, you can choose another game.
What do I do?
And then you, if you want to continue in this game, you quit.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to make a comment. So making I don't have.
So yeah, so content you quit. Sorry, I didn't know, but we are in the main. Sorry, I need to get it back. I thought quitting was coming back to the main part of the game.
So you said you may press the button from a comet to move it there.
Yes, to the Earth that is going too fast. So you see the white spot?
Oh, ah, this.
Yeah, this is the comet. So you need to grab them by pressing the main button.
It's much smoother with the goggles on than this stream framework.
It's not the funny fix that we
don't have a comment.
So in your left hand, you press the button.
At least do one.
So is that effect real? This is supposed to be like the bubbling off gas.
Exactly.
Right.
This is the coma of the comet.
Yeah.
Water.
It's like an A.
Yeah.
It only
it's tricky.
But can you throw it with the water and everything?
Yes.
It's always.
Like imagine you have a playing baseball. You get the comet and then you throw it.
I mean,
so you don't just point it, you have to have motion in your arm.
Yeah, it also works.
So if you let go, it won't follow the direction that you're pointing. You have to
here?
Give it momentum.
Yeah, it goes. Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
I'm pointing towards that direction.
But it's not the direction of the green line that dictates where it goes, right?
You need to throw it like a ball. Motion of my arm.
Yeah.
Like
you
that?
Move
your arm.
There you go. Running in a different direction.
It's careful, at least.
Thank you.
development. Like, is it being in the development? Can you address the big questions? And then you keep holding, and then to scroll the comments, you just. I don't. Is it with me on the comments? No, you didn't catch it fresh. It went in two directions. Oh. You press one of the buttons and you can hold it.
So you're grabbing it.
But it's not going to be. Then try and get a little bit. Try to like extend your arm. Coming to me.
Are you grabbing it and holding the button?
You didn't push it on the one. I cannot grab it. It's hanging there. So you extend your arm and press the button. One of the buttons. Try the right one. Exactly. You want to go. But it's really nice there.
Yeah. Can you see your right hand? Because you're not holding your right finger down.
Well,
you have to press and hold it like you're grabbing a ball, but like your finger is.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, now I just
you have to wait to, for the planet to go.
Yeah. Huh. You're gonna try to.
So the Earth is the black thing that's moving on?
Yeah, the black thing. Yeah, here it's pretty clear.
Threw that one into the sun as well. What's that one?
I like that. I know that everyone's here, but I see fate. Okay, fine.
Right. Yeah. Very good. You're not a space hunter, because you're too busy looking at the Milky Way to look at our own cells.
Now you choose the game.
The mid-screen?
Yes, yeah. Then you play you the button.
Okay, you should.
Wait until it's green, and then you play, you push it once.
Actually do one?
No, just one. Or maybe it's because it's already there.
Okay.
Yeah, go
for it. Okay. For one, what to generate a comment?
So you see, you need to press the green button then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot easier.
I just remember too fast. Oh, that's good. Precise. Yeah, it's quite slow.
Yeah, you have 200 sheets, quite an advantage. Did someone actually manage to
write? Sometimes I manage, but sometimes.
But does the gravity grab the from the Earth grabbing the this or not? It's just attracted by the sun.
And now it has some for me.
Okay. Because it's quite slow to come back to one.
So is the Phantom Menace available on the Oculus server, yeah, or do you have to go to a website to be published, available to any Oculus user?
Yes, I think it's already published.
Okay.
It's not in the official store of the main of the Oculus.
Mm.
So you have like to download an app where like, the non-official games are.
Yes.
And then I think it's even
And that's not blocked at all. It's not, you don't have to do anything. Because a lot of the time with phones, you get off the marketplace, you have to install something strange. So it's all, Oculus allows you to install anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It allows you.
I think that's good.
Facebook now, right?
Yeah.
Facebook
Oculus. Metaverse.
Metaverse. Yeah. So the new versions of this,
these
goggles work with them?
I don't know if the really new headset from Metaverse works.
Right.
But this one.
I guess it should be back.
I think so.
I think I got
some. Yeah, you see, there's a small video where it shows.
Yes, the motion.
Now you can see motion. It's cool now.
But the more you smash the planet with the comets, the more it's getting blue.
No, you just want.
Okay, so now
it's really hard to do it.
No, no. Okay.
But for this game, you will need like VR headset.
Yes,
I got it. Another time. But what is the thing on the left?
Is the. The avatar that explains the game.
That makes right.
In the beginning, we wanted an astronaut to the space or something like that, but then we realized that it was very much complicated. We could have bought it.
So,
yeah, it's a little. Normally, it's not so embarrassing because people can't actually see what you're doing. Like an audio. Making fun.
Okay. Okay. You press the buttons to the
okay, and then you
can speak.
So I have to grab all the rocks.
You make a video, or you need to make one video, so you can grab us, so you can grab something.
No particular target, just like.
Yeah, close to the timer. I think it has a way to compare, like, yeah, the size.
Ah, okay.
So there will be global leaderboards who make the largest.
Yeah.
So are you guys looking for? Really, very impressive. But you thinking about doing different ideas, or you think you're going to stop at these three for now?
At the moment, we don't have anyone to work with the game to improve it.
Mm.
But it's an open source, so people want to like work more based on this. You can. And from my postdoc, we can also do an outreach related to VR.
And I'm still defining if I can work based on this game or do something else.
Mm.
And we are going to have an enterprise to code. So, going to be
okay.
When you say you're going to, is that decided or is that something you're aiming for?
Sorry,
the business connection. Is that all arranged? Is that done? Is that settled, or is it just a desire? Or is it
a building of this project?
Okay. So you're running another company here.
It's well, my research is going to be something else, but a part of my research of the money of the project was for outreach related to that. So it was before I applied for the position, it was already there.
Okay, so yeah, show me how it.
Like this, and you can press a little bit to make it more stable.
Sorry, but again?
It's already in the limit. Just okay. Tell me if it's focused.
More or less.
More or less. Maybe you can also. I think it's in the other hand.
Okay.
In this one. So you need to put your finger in this main big button, plastic. And then there is one panel that I'm going to press now. Okay. There's this panel, and you can choose the gaming box. Is there anything important? There's no one.
I want to see the comments.
Can you say the thank you very much?